The District of Hope is currently investigating the cause of the previous E. coli contamination in their water system. The recent boil water advisory was an unfortunate inconvenience to those affected, and we thank the community for their patience and understanding, said Mayor Victor Smith during last Monday's October 15 council meeting. The water system in the previously affected area will remain chlorinated until we are fully confident that the source of contamination has been identified and corrective action taken. District staff are currently working through a systematic inspection of the affected water system and will undertake a process of elimination until such time we are confident that the source of contamination has been identified and mitigated. According to Smith, this work may include permanent disconnection of inactive wells, elimination of unnecessary dead-end piping, and addition of backflow prevention to residential water service in higher elevations. Residents were first alerted on Saturday morning, October 5, that a boil water advisory was in effect in parts of the district after E. coli bacteria was detected in the water system. Smith said the water systems in Hope are sampled weekly for bacterial contamination, and the district was alerted to a positive E. coli sample of 1 CFU per 100 milliliters or 1 part per million. Upon receiving this positive sample, the district immediately followed guidelines and strict protocols by Fraser Health, leading to the boil water advisory. While the advisory was in place, the district handed out free bottles of water, in the parking lot of the Hope Recreation Center, to affected residents, provided they showed identification. Smith said this wouldn't have been possible without the hard work and support of volunteers and Blue Trident brands. Areas not affected by the advisory included downtown Hope, Silver Creek, Lake of the Woods, East Kaukaua Lake, and any private water systems. The advisory was lifted 4 days later. The 753 waterworks system in Hope was, according to Smith, purchased by the district when it went into receivership and is currently awaiting approval for upgrades. Smith said that for the past 20 years, previous mayors and councils have tried to take over the waterworks system but were unable to come to an agreement to purchase. According to the guidelines for Canadian drinking water quality, the maximum allowable concentration of E. coli is none detectable per 100 milliliters. As a community, Hope has been fortunate to supply water free of chemical disinfection, and in doing so, we are liable to potential events leading to boil water advisories in future, Smith said. The district wishes to maintain our ability to distribute untreated water, but remain aware that Fraser Health may order us to treat the water regardless.